Hello.
Yes, hi. Good evening. My name is Derek. I'm with Opinion Research, private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any media organization or political campaign. This evening, we want to conduct a short public opinion survey in your community. And before we start, do you have anyone, member of family, that works for a radio, television station, newspaper, media, work, volunteer
on
a political campaign?
No.
All right. Now, let me go ahead here. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote? General elections for president, U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th. Are you definitely voting? Very likely, somewhat. Not very likely, or not voting at all?
Definitely.
Definitely. Okay. And which political party are you registered under?
Independent.
Independent. Okay. Are you a member of your immediate family, Latino, Hispanic, Spanish-speaking background?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And what group age are you?
Not disclosed.
Not disclosed. Okay. Now, let me double check here. Give me one moment. All right. If the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you were likely to vote between Democrat candidates and Republican candidates?
Don't know.
Don't know. Now, you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. Now, if you have not heard of them, let me know. Aaron Hundley?
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it. Leonard Spencer?
No.
And Carolyn?
No.
Amnesty?
No, never heard of them.
Scott Boyd?
No.
And Kamala Harris? Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Probably favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Now, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican? Are you undecided?
Harris.
And would you say you are definitely voting, probably voting for Kamala Harris or Democrat candidate?
No, probably definitely.
Okay. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, Democrat, or Carolina Amnesty, Republican?
No clue.
No clue. Okay. If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Leonard Spencer, Democrat, or Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate?
Never heard of either one.
Okay. Now, as you may know, Republican State Representative Caroline Amnesty was arrested on Thursday for felony charges of forgery, legal notarizing her own signature falsely, certifying signature as a notary, and found guilty. Amnesty could face up to 20 in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Representative Amnesty can deny that wrongdoing, says these false charges were created by her political opponent. And she expects to be found completely innocent. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you be voting for? Leonard Spencer or Carolyn Amnesty? Or is she on the
side? Probably Spencer.
All right. And would you say you're definitely voting, probably voting for Leonard Spencer, Democrat candidate?
Probably somewhat.
Somewhat. Now, due to the state representative Amnesty arrest, there have been discussions that she will resign from office and not run for re-election. If that were to occur, another Republican candidate would run for that seat. You will now be asked about two potential Republican candidates who could run in November election. Now, the first one is, the election for Florida State House were held today. For whom would you vote? Governor Spencer, Democrat, or Aaron Hundy, Republican?
Probably Spencer.
Spencer. Probably or definitely? What would you prefer?
Probably.
Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Governor Spencer, Democrat, or Scott Boyd, Republican?
Never heard of him.
Never heard of that one.
Probably Spencer, the only one I've heard of.
right. Now, would you say you probably vote for him or definitely?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Now, you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish, specification purpose only, and regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in 2020 presidential elections?
Who did I vote for?
Mm-hmm. 2020 elections, Joe Biden, Democrat, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Biden.
Okay. Now, when you vote candidates for political office, would you say you are always vote Democrat, usually vote for Democrat, or vote for all many Democrats you do Republicans, or usually vote for Republican, or always vote for Republican?
I'm an independent. I vote for whoever.
Whoever, right? Okay. Now, if you were to label yourself, would you say you're a liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I'm not sure.
Okay. What is the last grade or formal education you have completed?
Master's.
Master's. Okay. All right. This concludes our service. Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.